Peter Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about accidental creation of clone crayfish. A 7th of July 2018 New Scientist article by Michael LePage entitled Crayfish Clone Army on the Loose. Sometime before 1995, a container of freshwater crayfish to Florida got too hot or too cold en route to a pet shop in Germany. The shock disrupted the development of an egg being carried by one of the females, creating the first army of clones that are invading rivers, lakes, continental Europe, Madagascar, and Japan. That, at least, is our best guess of what happened. And this self-cloning animal, known as the marble crayfish, has now been shown to be distinct from the original Florida crayfish it developed from, and should be regarded as a whole new species. It appeared immediately, says Gunther Voigt of Heidelberg University in Germany, not over several generations. Voigt first proposed back this in 2015, but other biologists argued that the marble crayfish is not different from enough to account as a separate species. Now his team has carried out a larger study that shows the marble crayfish is bigger, longer-lived, and much more fertile than the slow crayfish of Florida, as well as tolerating a wider range of conditions and occupying a bigger area. The marble crayfish can produce at least five times as many offspring, says Voigt. This is partly because every animal is female and can produce offsprings. It is also partly because it's larger, up to 11 centimetres long, and weighs up twice as much as the slow crayfish. But Voigt's team has also shown the marble crayfish produces 40% more eggs than a slow fish crayfish of the same size. This extraordinary fecundity helps explain why the species is highly invasive. A single pet crayfish released into the wild can multiply like crazy, but it's very much a monster of our own making. The main reason it's spreading so fast is because it has been transported around the world via the pet trade, said Voigt. His group has dubbed the new species Procampus virginalis. Bizarrely, asexual clones are more adaptable than their mother species. They are thriving even in Sweden, where the water temperature drops to near freezing. Marble crayfish arose when an abnormal egg with two copies of the genome instead of the normal one fertilized by the sperm. As a result, each cell has three copies of the genome. This would normally be harmful. None of the 15,000 other species in the group crustaceans to which the slow crayfish belong are so-called triploids, we're diploids. But this is one case, the result seems to be a super crayfish. There are a handful of animals with both sexual and asexual forms, such as the water flea, yet they are still regarded as a single species. But in these cases, the sexual and asexual forms live in the same area, occasionally interbreed, says Voigt. By contrast, the marble crayfish is reproductively isolated. Not only does it live in different parts of the world from the slow crayfish, it cannot breed with males of this species. Several other species of American crayfish have already widespread in Europe, including the UK. They are wiping out native crayfish, mainly because they carry a disease to which the local populations have no resistance. Marble crayfish has not spread as wildly because it's much more recent arrival, but it's on the brink of reaching the Rhine and the Danube rivers. Education questions. Explain how this crayfish reproduces. Second question is describe how this crayfish is different from its original mother, original species. Explain the genetic reason or process why this fish is so strong and so powerful. Another podcast, another story, comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.